Say, folks, how'd you like to be in this fella's riches? Listen to this. John came home, all in a wonder, rattled at the door just like thunder. Who is there? Mr. Hensley cried, that's my husband, you must hide. Where's she? Held the door while old man Hensley jumping and a jerking went up the chimney. John came in, looked all around, but not a soul could there be found. Well, he sits down by the far side, weeping up the chimney. He got deep in there. He spied the poor old soul sitting astraddle of the pot rack pole. Well, he built on a rousing fire just to suit his own desire. His wife cried out with a free good will, don't do that for the man you kill. Well, he reached up down and fetched him like a raccoon dog. He catched him, he blacked his eye a little bit better, kicked him out on his fetter. His wife crawled up under the bed. He snatched her out for the hair of the head. Now, when I'm gone, remember this. He kicked her where the kicking was best. The law went down, John went up. He didn't have a chance of a yell of fuck. They took John down to the old chain gang for whipping his wife for very little thing. Well, John didn't worry, John didn't cry. He got a little closer and hit her in the eye. They took John down to the jail. His wife came down to go his bail. They took John down to the court. His wife sued him for non-support. It won't be long till he'll be loose. I can tell you more about it, but it ain't no use. Now, lady, let this be a lesson to you. Don't let your husband catch you, for if you do, it'll be pretty hard to make him understand just why he caught you with another man. Folks, I would have yoked you a little bit, but I just felt so damn brain sorry for that fella. I just couldn't do it, that's all.